Minasan. Hey guys, welcome to episode 9. Thanks so much for listening last week. Remember to drop by a comment if you listen. It's great to hear from you all. This weekend I've been sick, so I'm very sorry if I'm not up to speed this week. The first song I'm going to play today is by a band that I've not played before called Phobia. Phobia was an indies visual kei band who disbanded in 2002 and only released one full album. I found this song when I first got into J-Rock, and I loved it because it was so different. I'm hoping to find more by Phobia, so if you have any and will share, please let me know. This song is called Puppet Master, and it was a track on their If single and full album. I hope you like it. Phobia with Puppet Master. The next song up is by Hide. I know I play a lot of him because he's one of my favourite solo artists, but this week was kind of special in that the 2nd of May is the 8th anniversary of Hide's death. I don't like to get sad about it because I see it more as a day to celebrate. I wore pink and my sisters baked me a pink cake. It was really cool. I also made some Hide icons. You can check them out at my live journal. The link is on your right. This song I played on Hide Day for about an hour, and it's been stuck in my head all week. I think it's pretty enjoyable, and I hope you like it too. This is Honeyblade.
Look around, look around, your mind is ready.
song was called Honey Blade, and it was by Ahide. I'm going to reply to a few comments now. Remember to leave me a comment and let me know what you think, or what you liked, and what you'd like to hear more of. The first comment is by Heku. Thank you for listening. Next comment by Fishy. I'm glad you enjoyed the Schwartzstein song. Thanks for listening. Incidentally, Kea, who was literally half of Schwartzstein, is performing his first solo one-man live called Kaleidoscope at the Teco Danababa Arena. He's also going to be distributing a new single, limited to 1,000 copies, and only available at that live, so snap it up, those of you who can make it. Next comment by Twitch. I've heard some Ichini Lei Ichini, and I recently downloaded an MUCC album, and I can certainly play them next week. And comment by Krim. I'm sorry that the sound was distorted. Band Coin Locker Babies was the high school band of the current vocalist for The Pillows, Sawayo Yamanaka. Thanks for listening, though. The next song is going to be by Orentra Ensoi, and it's called Kuhaku no Jukai. This was the first song by them I heard, and I really enjoyed it, although it seems sad. Okay. As for new J-Rock releases, apart from Kea's new single and Duran Gray's It Withers and Withers Tour 05, which was released at the beginning of this month, there hasn't been that much that I haven't already mentioned on this show. Psycho Isimu left their last hiatus message to their US fans. Vidol have a new single called Nectar, for which the Type A is available with the DVD. Mordisma have also announced that they will be playing at the world's largest goth festival, Wave Gothic Treffen, in Germany, from the 4th of June. Now, I have a philosophy exam on that day, but for those of you who can go, I hope you have a wonderful time. This is great news for Manna as well, as the festival is famous, and hopefully he will gain more fans. Okay, the next song up is by one of my favourite solo artists, Miyabi. This was the first song I heard by him, and it's like he's on crack, it really is, but I love it. Enjoy!
I love you baby, I need you baby, I need you baby, oh, 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 oh. My name is Dodo, sound of a girl, they're not a good time. Baby, I used to meet her, baby, it's only her, baby, I'm sober. The good thing you are, I'm not alone, just getting a black community. Hey, you'll be a pop of me. You're shipping back to the room. And I know, could it be just a
Miyavi's first solo single. The last song for the day is by Gackt, and it's also his first solo single, way back when he had his first split from Malice Mizer, and it's called Miserable. I think this was a pretty good song to make the split from Malice Mizer, because it incorporates, I think, what the Malice Mizer audience liked about Gackt, but still allows him the room to gain new fans. You have been listening to Rock Japan Episode 9. I hope you've enjoyed it. Let me know what you think, and I hope you listen again next week. 皆さん、さようなら。I leave you with GACT.
風に抱かれて